When you think of a warrior, do you think of a big guy, strong, brave? You're about to meet a very different kind of warrior. She is brave and clever, but she realises she's still got a lot to learn, which is a useful lesson for warriors, probably. The story of Wheeler the Koori Warrior has captured the imagination of young readers around Australia. It's selling like hotcakes. Jordan Gould and Richard Pritchard are the co-authors of Guardians, Wheeler the Koori Warrior. Jordan's a Peak Warong man, and they're both based in Warrnambool in southwest Victoria. Jordan, Richard, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you both here. Richard, I'll start with you. You're a Samoan man who grew up in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Where did this project begin for you to bring to life this young female warrior?
Yeah, well, it actually kind of started when I first came to Australia, and I saw the difference between how Samoan culture and Māori culture and Polynesian culture is very integrated in New Zealand. I was expecting that same integration here in Australia. And when I kind of didn't see that, I thought, you know, I'd really like to do something with Indigenous people. And then many years later, I saw this image of an Indigenous girl in her traditional outfit, and it connected directly with Samoan culture and what we wear in Polynesian festivals. And I thought, if Indigenous culture has a dancing culture, they must also have a warrior culture. So immediately I saw this picture of an Indigenous female warrior that I hadn't seen before because I was never exposed to it. And I thought I could do that. I could create an Indigenous female warrior and as a character.
It sounds like, Richard, from reading about how Wheeler came to be, that the strong female line is important to both of you. How has that been for you, Richard?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a single-parent family with just my mother and four siblings, and I saw the struggle that she went through. So I've always had a really strong respect for women from that, because I know that, you know, I never had a father when I grew up, so my mother was my mother and my father. So I also knew that, you know, if men don't stand up to the plate and look after the kids, the women will. So Wheeler doesn't have any children, but she does have pets. and so I kind of parallel between my mother looking after kids and Wheeler having a strong inner spirit looking after animals. And that's where a lot of the inspiration came from.
She is an amazing character. Jordan Gould, she cares for wounded animals. She has diprotodons as pets. She teaches the little kids rock art. What does Wheeler represent for you?
Well, Wheeler represents like a lot of things, because like having this amazing story just for young people to read and just like to cling on and just learn a lot about the culture. I see her as like the spearhead of many other stories similar to this, as like, you know, like the little that spark to, you know, bring other like Dreamtime stories onto the mainstream media. But also, as well as like a tool for teachers to teach this like Aboriginal culture to the classrooms as well, because with teachers, like, they're afraid to teach Aboriginal culture because they're afraid that they might get something wrong or they don't know how to approach it. But after, you know, reading this book and seeing like how rich the culture is, like, all you need to do is have a talk with the local elders and, you know, learn the local language, learn the local culture, then teach the classroom. So I just want Wheeler to be like that enabler for that to happen, essentially.
There's some beautiful relationships in the book too, between Wheeler and her grandmother in particular. And again, that strong female line. And Jordan, I understand that that's something you share with Richard too, raised by a single mum who kind of put her all into helping you.
Yeah, exactly. Because me and Richard have a similar upbringing, because like we weren't like exposed to our bloodline culture when we were younger. Well, it was like introduced to us later on in our life. And again, we both grew up in a single parent family, and like our fathers wasn't there. So yeah, again, our mothers was both the mother and father, like Richard said. And yeah, that's just something that me and Richard have like very well in common. So we both like know like how strong women are.
And so, Jordan, you went about researching all the cultural elements that you wanted to include in Wheeler's story. How did you go about that? Was it talking to elders in your community, or did you have to go to other places to find that information as well?
It was a bit of both, because with how I learned my side of the, my culture, I talked to a lot of elders and referred to a lot of books and went on like walks with the elders as well. But seeing how Richard was done a lot of the illustrations, he had to do a bit more of the visual research. So Richard can attest to this. He went to Budjbim to because they got some replica huts out there.
That's right, Budjbim, the World Heritage listed Indigenous site.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, he went out there with his kids, and then he went to other places and museums as well, just to research what these looked like. Like, what were they slept on? Was there footpaths in their villages and so on? So yeah, me and Richard definitely did a lot of research to make sure everything was correct and factual, especially for the art as well.
We're speaking with Jordan Gould, who's one of the co-authors of Wheeler, the Koori Warrior. He's a Peak Warong man, and Richard Pritchard is the co-author and illustrator. Richard, what kind of considerations did you have to make when you were working out how to draw the clothing and the paint patterns and the housing and the tools that are so beautifully drawn in Wheeler's story?
Yeah, well, because I didn't grow up in Australia, so this is all super new to me. So I was absolutely fascinated by the culture, and it was like a discovery for me. And I think in a way, it's a discovery for a lot of people that aren't exposed to Indigenous culture in Australia. And so when I started drawing it, I was like, normal books, you have the writer and then the publisher chooses the illustrator, and they never meet until closer to the end. So the illustrator has full control over what they want to draw. And that's what we were initially going to do. And then when I realized that there's so much authenticity that needs to be shown in the illustrations, I was like, I need more time to make sure it's authentic. So yeah, just getting the right environments, the right materials that they use to make huts from, the weapons, you know, how axes were made, the fact they used resin from plants was just mind-blowing. And then going to the South Australian Museum and seeing all the artifacts they had there, it was kind of like a candy store of culture, you know. Museums, I was like, I want that, I want to put that in. Oh, that's cool, yep, that goes in, yep, definitely need that. And even with the clothes, like the possum cloaks, were they're such special items in the culture. And the Maldives have a similar thing. They also have fur cloaks and feather cloaks. So there was another connection even through what they wear or what they wore back in the time, although Indigenous culture, they didn't really wear clothes, but so we had to be sensitive towards that.
Well, yeah, there's so much obviously thought gone into the cultural sensitivity and the detail and the realities, but also there are dragons. So at one point, Wheeler's people are stolen by a dragon army. There's this fantastic balancing of reality and fantasy. Richard, what do the dragons represent for you?
The dragons represent an overwhelming power to come into the main character's life. It's also symbolic of history of Australia, where you have a cultural people living their life and then a huge, powerful force coming in and overwhelming them. And sort of one of the things we wanted to do was have that overwhelming force represented as dragons, but also like imagine if Indigenous people had their overwhelming force, you know, an equal playing field. And that's when the megafauna came in. So it was amazing. Everyone loves dragons as well.
Oh yeah,
I love them. Jordan loves them and kids love them.
And Jordan, I found that really interesting. There's this, you know, really big themes embedded in this story of Wheeler herself and her particular character. There's also this huge symbolic thing going on. How did you and Richard make sure that it was the story told out in a way that was appropriate for young readers as well as being this fantastic, exciting story?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we can't really just beat around the bush, because the dragons also represent, you know, what happened back then as well. So like that, there's no beating around the bush about that. But we mainly wanted to like make a very interesting story for young people to just enjoy the book instead of being told to point the finger at the white fella. Because that's something that, like, even though, you know, what happened back then was wrong, but at this point, pointing the finger is not going to, you know, move us along. Because, I'm sorry, I'm just jumbling on my words.
That's okay, but, you got time, I'm interested.
But yeah, we wanted to make it, you know, there, and people know about it and know what we're trying to represent, but also we mainly focus on for the story to be fun, because kids don't want to read through a book and, you know, see it as very, like, depressing and just, like, learning all about these massacres that happened. But, like, kids don't want to read that. They want to read a fun story that they can entice to and learn about characters that they can, like, cling on to and relate to as well. And that's just how kids really work.
Well, and there's a character in there that a lot of kids are going to relate to who has autism, like you, Jordan. How important was it for you to put Wheeler's friend Poe in there with autism?
It was very important because I've always wanted to, like, Poe is modeled after, like, how I was with autism when I was younger. Because, yeah, I couldn't really sit still, couldn't look people eye to eye, couldn't really focus on one task. But in regards to that, like, it was, like, I would have got, like, superpowers. Like, that's how I felt like. Because, like, with my autism, I had this ability to lucid dream, which is where you're in a dreamlike state, but you have full control of the dream. And I feel like I got that, like, superpower essentially from my autism. And I just want Poe to show that autism shouldn't hold people back, and, you know, embrace, like, the good sides of autism, and autism should be celebrated rather than seen as a disability. So that's why I really wanted to make, like, a icon in this book for people with autism.
And Jordan, what kind of feedback have you had so far from readers about the book?
Absolutely amazing, because I had this one mum text me saying that her kid legit dedicates themselves to read this book a chapter a night. But the kid has never read a book in his life, but he was so, like, drawn into this book, and, like, and the way it's structured as well, and, like, seeing that there's an autistic role model in the book as well, it's really enticed him, and he's dedicating himself to read a chapter a night just so he can get through the book. And just the fact that, you know, the kids are dedicating themselves just to read, like, me and Richard's story is, like, absolutely mind-blowing. And it's not just that kid as well. There's many other kids as well that's doing the same thing, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's more in the works too. What's next for you and Jordan Richard? Is there a sequel on the way?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah. We're writing the sequel now. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's no rest, is there? It does well. Bang, no. You're on the next one.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, well, I see that there was a crowdfunding campaign and it met a $20,000 goal in 3 days. So obviously that support has been there all the way. But I'm so glad to see that the kids of Australia are supporting that book with their reading habits as well. Jordan Gould, Richard Pritchard, it was lovely to chat to you this morning. Thanks for joining us on Life Matters.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to the second book as well. The book is called Guardians, Wheeler, the Koori Warrior.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.